Chapter 9. All is not lost. 20 minutes later, Rav was sitting on the back of a motorbike speeding to the local TV station. The man on the bike had come to see why there was a TV van in the middle of the field and had agreed to give Rav a lift. Just minutes before the broadcast, they arrived at the studio and linked with Trent TV to show the tape as if the report were being shown live. When the crew returned to Trent TV, David and Jenny congratulated them. They felt more optimistic than before about the franchise. Everyone was happy. Everyone except Simon. They were all in the conference room waiting for the start of Channel Web's live soap episode. Simon sat down next to Sally, who asked him why he looked so glum.
We could lose the franchise because of my mistakes. No one trusts me now. Rav won't let me do anything. Things are getting worse and worse for me here.
Don't worry, replied Sally reassuringly. It's easy to make mistakes when you're doing something new. That's how you learn. I'm sure I was the worst production assistant ever at the beginning, she laughed. Simon smiled and decided that Sally was the kindest person at Trent TV. David got up to speak to them.
The programme is about to begin. Now, Channel Web's outside broadcast is much more difficult than ours, but that means it's easier to make mistakes. So let's just see what happens.
He sat down and they all heard the now famous music that indicated the start of the soap, Southside. Unfortunately for Trent TV, the episode was going well. David looked around the room and saw that all his employees were engrossed. The storyline was that someone had stolen a very expensive painting from the home of one of the characters. Tonight, the identity of the thief was going to be revealed. The programme was nearly over. One scene finished, and the camera moved to the home of the main characters in the soap, a happily married couple. It soon became clear that they were not ready for the scene. A makeup assistant was combing the woman's hair, and the man was putting on a jacket. They all looked at the camera and froze. Then the makeup assistant disappeared, and the woman began to speak as if nothing had happened. Jenny touched David's arm as everyone in the room laughed. I bet Anna isn't feeling as confident as before. David grinned.
She must be furious. I wish I could see her face.
The scene finished when the couple kissed. Then the viewers saw a street and a man was standing at a bus stop, but they could still hear the voices of the married couple.
That was your fault, Judy, as usual,
said the man.
You said OK, so the camera switched to us. You're never ready in time.
Oh, no, the microphone is still on, giggled Sally.
The sound engineer at Channel Web turned it off, but not before they heard the woman shout,
I said OK to the makeup assistant, stupid. Anyway, you weren't ready either, Mr. Bad Breath. Brush your teeth next time we have to kiss.
Everyone at Trent TV cheered loudly.
Yes!
Fantastic,
said David.
I think I'll phone Anna.